At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Good morning, lads. How are you, Jerry and Owen?
You start the day with a good energy.
Good morning, Jerry and Owen. How are we doing, lads?
Yeah, good.
Good morning, Jerry, Colm, Owen. I'm admiring your backdrop.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Charlene Tyrrell from Leitrim. How are you feeling being back in Croke Park? You have good memories here.
Yeah, won with Leitrim the Intermediate Championship in 2007, and was just down in the sideline there with my little fella holding the cup and getting a picture because he wasn't born like when we won it. So I was like, oh, hopefully we'll be back in August so he can experience what it's like for Mammy to win an All-Ireland again.
Oh, wow. And for people that might not know, tell us a little bit about your own story, because I know you took a little bit of break from playing GAA, you're over in the UK, and then after 10 years you came back and we're playing again.
Yeah, I won the Intermediate with Leitrim here in 2007, the National League in 2010, and then went to work in Portugal for the summer and never came back.
Very
and
nice.
And moved from there to the UK where I had my son, Noah, and we moved home, I think, 5 years ago, maybe 6 years ago this year. And so for the 10 years, from 2010 to 2020, I didn't kick a ball. And I had great intentions of when I moved home to play mothers and others. But the Leitrim manager at the time contacted me and had suggested I come back on board, you know, just to maybe try and get things going again. And I'm still here.
Wow, amazing. Yeah. And what was it about LGFA and sport that really you wanted to get back involved?
When I lived away, I lived in the UK, I didn't, you know, all I did was run and go to the gym, and I sort of took for granted, you know, what it's like being part of a team and having that support network there. Like, I struggled a lot after I had my son with postnatal depression, and I suppose still had a touch of it when I moved home, and just found coming back into the team environment and having the girls there and just having something to be a part of, I just found that helped me loads, you know, on my progress of getting out with the postnatal depression. So I didn't realize how much I missed it until I actually came home.
We're hearing so much more, I think, about postnatal depression now. I don't think there's enough said about it. Was it that environment of getting back into sport, having people around you, having those supports that really helped?
100%. Yeah, I really found when I moved home, I think just before COVID hit, so it would have been 2019, and I started playing again with Leitrim then for the 2020 season, I'd say within a couple of years of moving home, the difference in myself, like, it was such a transformation in my mental health, you know, and that's down to the girls, whether they know they're doing it or not, you know, but just knowing you're going to training after a hard day. Like, I'm a single mother as well, so it's sort of a place you can go to switch off from everything, you know, and just have the girls there and play football and do what you love. And it's wonderful, yeah.
Well, that's amazing. So you have Noah here today?
Yeah, he's down there giving out to me for taking so long.
Brilliant. And I see Hannah Tyrrell is here as well with her little girl, Aoife.
Yeah.
Like, isn't that amazing to see that so many women and mothers are still playing, and it can be very hard, I'm sure, to balance it all.
Yeah, it is difficult, you know, but I think I'm a little bit luckier that he's older, and not that he's into football and comes to watch me play. He doesn't like the winning and losing side of things, but it is wonderful to see women come back into sport after having kids. You know, we have a girl playing with us, Orla Flynn, and her son is only 8 months old, you know, and she was starting throughout the whole of the National League.
Oh, incredible.
And she's one of, you know, the fittest girls on the team. And she'd probably kill me for saying her age, but, you know, she's in her 30s. Mm-hmm. And it's just wonderful to have women like that around you. Mm-hmm. You know, they're so inspiring.
What would one piece of advice that you'd give your younger self, sporting wise? I'm going to ask all of the girls today.
Yeah.
But if you're looking back, what one piece of advice would you give yourself when you were growing up playing sport?
Wow, what piece of advice?
Take your time now, because I've just thrown that on
you. Yeah, that's a really, really good question. I think when you're younger in sport, you take for granted the big moments. Like, I don't have, maybe social media in 2007 wasn't a massive thing, and I don't have like masses of photographs and stuff like that. But I think I took for granted the occasion here in 2007 when we won. Like, you know, I'm dying to get that feeling back.
Back,
you know, the winning
now.
Feeling of playing in Croke Park and winning in All-Ireland. And I think I'd say to the younger girls, enjoy it, because the big days don't come around very often. Like, that's 17 years ago this year, you know, since Leitrim won in All-Ireland, and they don't come around very often. So I'd say enjoy it while you can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was talking to my partner last night. I was saying, oh, I'm going to ask this question now. And he said, well, 1 minute you're 18, the next you're 31.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's just
where,
like,
the time
what
goes.
Happened? Yeah.
I know, because it's just saying to that guy there who interviewed me, I played with Maeve Quinn in 2007 when we won, and she won with Leitrim Ladies. I think it was either 85 or 87 they won.
Wow.
And her daughter is now playing with me, and it's crazy. I literally don't know how that happened.
Yeah.
You know, it's nuts.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And Noah, does he like football, or is he too young yet to get involved?
No, well, he didn't grow up around the culture of GAAs. He was 8 when we moved home. Now, I tried to get him into cool camps and stuff like that, but he's no interest. No, he just thinks
he's
I'm...
other things.
Yeah, he thinks I'm nuts. Like, he wouldn't come to watch us play, because he just doesn't understand then when we lose, because I put so much time and effort into it that we lose. But then we won the Connacht final a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I rang him and I was like, Mammy won. And he's like, why didn't you bring me?
Oh. He likes going on the good days.
Yeah, on the good days. Yeah.
So you obviously have great support around you then to be able to look after him and play at the highest level as well.
Yeah, I do. You know, I have a good support network of family and friends around me, and the girls are great too.
Mm-hmm.
After we moved home, Noah, you know, got quite sick, and I don't think I would have got through it without, you know, my management at the time and the girls around me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think they're so understanding as well. It's not that I'm the sort of person to ever miss training. If I do, there's something seriously wrong. And it's just knowing that they understand that my commitments are a little bit different to theirs. And it's, you know, because I think when I was younger, I'd be like, oh, she's missing training. You know, you take for granted the things that my responsibilities are so different to everyone else's.
I know a lot of people have a lot
training.
Going on.
Yeah.
And there's such a big age difference as well.
Yeah.
Which can be a great thing as well. The young ones keep the girls younger, and obviously the older ones have a lot going on.
Although the girls would say to you, I'm like one of the young ones, I'd be daft as a brush. Like.
Brilliant, Shelley. And what's the hopes then for this year with Leitrim?
I'd be lying if I said it wouldn't be to get back to Croke Park. We had, you know, big goals this year, and sadly, you know, the National League was a massive one for us to get out of Division 4, and, you know, that was a hard one to get over. But I think, you know, as a team, we've learned our lessons, we've got over it, and you know, we had a good win over Roscommon there, which is good to have a bit of momentum going into the championship. But we're just planning on taking one game at a time and getting the performances in, and it'd just be wonderful to be here in August, like, with the girls.
Well, no doubt you'll be back out there on the pitch.
Yeah,
fingers crossed.
Hopefully, yeah.
Good woman, Charlene, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Hannah Tyrrell, we're here at the launch for the LGFA Championship. Does it excite you, even after all these years?
Oh yeah, look, any day you get to go to Croke Park is a good day. Obviously, rather be on the pitch, but sure, we'll take it. But yeah, look, just really looking forward to a big summer ahead, and you know, everything that's to come. It should be a great couple of months.
And coming off the back of that Leinster title, 11 in a row, which is quite incredible for any team to achieve. What did it mean to you to win a Leinster title?
Yeah, look, it's brilliant. Obviously, Dublin have been very lucky, the teams over the last couple of years, and for me, to be able to win a couple of Leinster titles is brilliant. You know, and we definitely celebrate those. But yeah, no, you know, it's great to have a competitive Leinster Championship this year, and we want more and more teams in that senior Leinster Championship. But it's a great building block for us leading into the All-Ireland Series, so it was great.
Brilliant. And to have a number of the girls back as well, I'm sure, has been great. The likes of Nicole Owens is in there, Owen Carey's back in, Sinead Goldrick as well.
Yeah, look, obviously we retained a core group from last year, and most of the players brought in a couple of young minors who would be kind of trying to learn the ropes a little bit, but obviously the addition of those experienced players is massive, and they bring such a competitive edge and almost like a calmness and leadership as well. So yeah, we'll take them, no bother.
Absolutely. And how is life away from the pitch? Obviously you have your daughter Aoife here today at the launch, which is so nice to see. How is it to balance playing at such a high level and motherhood as well?
It's definitely a balancing act, all right, but no, it's great. Look, obviously she's nearly 1 year of age, and the year's just flown, but it's brilliant to watch her grow and develop, and for me to be able to play sport and do all these commitments, like, I'm so grateful obviously to my wife and my family for all of that, and it's brilliant for her to have all these role models that she's seen when I go Dublin training with her and stuff like that, so it's brilliant.
Ah, good stuff. I was talking to Charlene Tyrrell as well from Leitrim, and yeah, she's in the same boat. She's a single mother, and she was saying, you know, to have all the girls around her and to have that support, and hopefully we see more of it, that there's mothers continuing to play. I suppose that's a big message from it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's huge. It's brilliant. Like, that's what you want to be able to. We want ladies football to be an inclusive sport, you know, and motherhood's such a huge part of life, and it is massively life-changing that you don't want it to take someone out of sports. So for me to be able to continue to play with Dublin this year, you know, I'm very grateful, as I said, to my family, but also to Dublin management for kind of making a few arrangements and allowing me to come late to trains and stuff like that. But yeah, you definitely want to see it across the board a lot more, and hopefully we see that in the future.
And one question that I'm asking everyone today is advice that you would give your younger sporting self. What would it be?
Definitely not to be so hard on yourself. For me, I was hugely ambitious and high achieving, but to the point where they probably weren't realistic, and then I was very hard on myself when I didn't hit those targets, and went down a little bit of a dark path. But for me, you know, I know now I'm not perfect, I'm going to make mistakes, and that's okay, but it's that learning from it, and you know, not taking it with me and making sure that the next thing that I do is positive.
Wow, because a lot of people looking in will think that you've played obviously for Ireland, you know, you've achieved all of this, and even you think that they were unrealistic targets at times.
Yeah, well, at the time I probably didn't think they were unrealistic, and I just thought I wasn't good enough and I was failing to reach them, but looking back now, obviously they were never really attainable for me, and so I constantly felt like I wasn't good enough, even though I was, you know, on county panels and achieving, but I suppose I just changed my mindset and kind of looked at the positives first, and then I looked at the negatives more as work-ons rather than failures, and it helped me to improve.
Was there times then you didn't feel satisfied in sport?
Yeah, massively. Just, again, I didn't feel like I was achieving what I should be achieving, and I felt like I wasn't performing to my best, and therefore letting down my teammates. That was probably as a youngster, kind of under 14, 15, 16. Mm-hmm. It took me a long time to overcome that and get kind of, as I say, changed my mindset a little bit, but it's definitely worked for me, and I've built up a lot of resilience with that, and thankfully I've had a lot of success since.
Yeah, you definitely have. Was it always in your mind to come back to GAA?
Yeah, I left GAA in 2014 for what I thought would be like 2 or 3 years of rugby, trying to pursue an Olympic dream. Turned into about 6 or 7 years, but I'd always wanted to go back to Dublin. I always felt like it was a little bit unfulfilled. And I thankfully got that chance in 2021 when Mick asked me back in, and I'm still here.
Yeah, unbelievable. And an All-Ireland in the back pocket too.
Yeah.
So seeing the girls obviously with the 15s now coming third in the Six Nations, qualifying for the World Cup, is it amazing to see that and see the growth after such tough times?
Definitely, because they had a tough couple of years. Like, yeah. And I was kind of... I was still in there when that probably decline started to happen a little bit, and then, you know, things unfortunately got progressively worse. But in fairness to those girls, they have put in such hard work, and you know, it's not that they hadn't been working hard, it's just that maybe the structures and the funding and everything else wasn't quite there, and transition takes time, and we're thankfully starting to see the fruits of that labour, and you know, and they've qualified for the World Cup, which is massive, a year in advance, so they've plenty of time, and it's great. I hopefully will get over next year to support, and obviously then the Sevens girls are in the Olympics this year too, which is a huge improvement, so it's a brilliant time for Irish rugby and for women's rugby in Ireland. I hope that continues to improve.
And as a competitor, is there a part of you that wished you were going to the World Cup?
Look, I've been to a World Cup, so I'm kind of fairly set on that one.
Yeah.
The Olympics, look, being part of a team that had tried to qualify for the Olympics twice, when they qualified last year, there was a little pang in my heart, absolutely. But I made my decision and I'm very content with that. I'm so proud of the girls for what they've achieved. They've become an incredible team over the last number of years, and I'm really looking forward to watching them play in the Olympics. They'll be over there, so really excited for it.
Oh, brilliant. And what are the hopes and aspirations then for Dublin this year? Obviously, I'm sure to back up that All-Ireland.
Yeah, look, I think you ask any inter-county player here, what's the hopes? They're saying to get back here in August this year to be lifting a trophy, and we're no different, but you can't look that far ahead. You'll get lost in it all. So for us, we're focusing on the All-Ireland series. We've Mayo first, and then we've Kildare, and if we're lucky enough to get out of that group, we'll then focus on who we have next in the quarters.
And you're enjoying it as much as ever?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a bit more of a challenge, as I said, when you have a child and all the rest. You have to be a bit more prepared, but I do it because I love it and I enjoy it on and off the pitch, and that love is definitely still there.
Brilliant, Hannah. Very best of luck this season.
Thank you. Cheers.
Thank you. Alva, it's nice to be here in Croke Park. This is exactly where everybody wants to be. The end of the season, and I'm sure for Galway it's no different.
That's it, Aisling, yeah. We set out every year to be in that last game, so hopefully we can do it again this year. Do it. Not again. Can we do it this year? Yeah.
Good stuff. And tell us a little bit about your own story. So you're playing up here in Dublin for Kilmacud?
Yeah, so I'm living in Dublin now for a few years. So another county mate of mine, Dervles, was playing with Crokes. Mm-hmm. So I made the transfer to Kilmacud Crokes last year, and we had a great year. Yeah, what a year to join. Yeah. Usually a successful year, winning the Dublin and Leinster, lost out in the All-Ireland semi-final, but yeah, just really enjoy playing with Crokes up here in Dublin, yeah.
Amazing. And obviously you work up here, you live up here, so it's obviously the easier decision to be able to do that.
Yeah, I'm commuting back to Galway then for training at the weekends. Still playing some club camogie at home when I can. But yeah, originally when I moved to Dublin, I was playing basketball for a couple of years. So that's what was taking my time up here.
And did you always plan on playing county football for Galway? Was that always the goal while you were younger?
Yeah, definitely playing seniors the goal. And you know, when you're playing underage, it's not that long when you get to play with a senior. You know, you look at players and you think they're a lot older than you, and next thing you know, after minor, you're on the team then.
It's as quick.
Yeah, and when you meet underage players, you know, it's no word of a lie. You're saying, I'll be playing with you in a couple of years, because, you know, it is straight from minor up to senior, yeah.
And one question that I'm asking everybody today is advice that you could give your younger self, your younger sporting self, knowing that all you've been through now in sport and what you've achieved in that. What advice would you give your younger self?
I suppose I wouldn't change a whole lot. Just enjoy it. You know, maybe not to put so much pressure on yourself to, you know, be a certain way or anything like that. Keep playing all that you're playing, because it's hard to play multiple sports when you get a little bit older. So I was very lucky, played both basketball and football growing up, and it's harder to do both when you get older. So yeah, I would just say for any young people, play multiple sports while you can. Yeah.
And what is it about sport that you do still play it? What do you get out of it?
I get crack. I get lots of crack. Yeah, I love team sports. I love being involved in the team games, and just enjoy it. Like, you know, enjoy all parts of it. Just going to training, having a laugh. I mean, I'd be very competitive. I get crack out of just winning a cone game, and that's part of
you're
it too.
You're one of them in training.
Yeah, I suppose that's what keeps me enjoying it for so long, that I kind of enjoy lots of aspects of it.
Yeah,
and. Yeah, keep going. Keep playing team sports. I really think you get loads out of playing team sports.
And how do you find balancing life with sport? Obviously working away and all that too.
I think being a teacher helps. summer's off, so like that, I'll be finished this week and I'll be going back, and I really enjoy being able to kind of give it, being at home, being given it full attention. So this is recruitment for teachers.
Yeah.
How to balance it otherwise? Always with loads of help. So get help from my boyfriend Tom, and my parents, Katrina and Port Davern, are amazing. And sisters and friends, and management different things like that. It just, it takes help. Yeah, so I'm very lucky.
Oh, good stuff. And what are the hopes and the aspirations for Galway this year then?
The hopes are always the same, and the aspirations are that final game. Yeah, and we were going to back ourselves every year to try and do it. Yeah,
that's what you have to do. Good one, Malava. Yeah. Thanks so much. Kira Brown, we're here at the launch for the LGFA Championship. Is it always exciting times?
Yeah, big time. Anytime you get asked to come to something like this, you're always excited.
And what are the hopes and the aspirations for Antrim this year?
Yeah, so we're still looking to push on. We're looking forward. There's no point in looking backwards because we obviously haven't had the season that you would have wanted. But now we're just looking forward, focusing on the positives and hopefully making our way through the intermediate championship here.
And what is it about sport for you that you enjoy so much, being part of that team environment?
I think overall it would just be the social aspect. Like, the many friends I've made through football is my main group of friends. Just to have people around you that's focused on the same thing and have the same drive as you is so good. And just getting the time away from everything else. So if you're like studying in the house, working, it's just a time off to chill, really, and go and do something that you love. And just from the age, I've always loved it. So just having that on the side, especially with everything I have right now, it's just such a way to get a release in the evenings and stuff.
And you have a lot going on. You're a young mom as well at the same time. How do you balance all of that?
I don't know if I do balance it. No, I have a lot of help, like with my family, my partner, my friends. Like, everybody's really understanding and really helped me out. So without all of them, I genuinely couldn't do it by myself. But yeah, with them give me a lot of help. And then obviously having Cura, like my wee one himself, pushes me on a lot more, because having him about at the matches and stuff, you want to perform well. You want to be able to get to the finals, lift the trophies, and all just for him to be standing watching and be able to come on at the end.
Oh, amazing. And his name's Cura. So what does that mean?
It means warrior and champion in Irish.
Oh, brilliant. And how did you come about picking that name? Was it always something in your head? Or?
Yeah, I heard it once before, and that's the only time I ever heard it when I was younger. And I always, when you write down like your baby names and your notes on your phone, like things like that, I heard it once and I always loved it. And then obviously when it arose, I was like, yeah, I really, really want to use that, because it was so unique and I hadn't really heard anybody use it before. And now, even when I do say his name, everybody's answer is, oh, I've never heard that before.
No, I've never heard it either. Yeah, it's amazing.
Which
love
is what
it.
I love, yeah.
Yeah. And so did you always plan then, after having Cura, that you would come back and play? Was that always your mindset?
Yeah, definitely. Like, even the whole entire of my pregnancy, my main goal and drive was to return back after. I think overshot too in a way, because I did come back really soon, and then I ended up hurting my ankles because I was trying to push to be back for the All-Ireland, maybe get a chance to get on like in some sub team, and I ended up injuring both my ankles and had Achilles tendonitis, so I had to then rehab that for a few weeks. But look, I still made it there. I lined out on the All-Ireland final, and then I was able to lift the trophy with Cura as well at the end of it. So I did what I came to do.
Yeah, so. Incredible. So 5 weeks after having Cura, you're back in the gym?
Yeah.
That is amazing. Like, that is a different mindset than most people would have. Is that what it is? It's a mindset. Yeah. And have you always had that in you?
Yeah. The only reason I waited that long was because I had an emergency C-section, so I had to. And I was told that if I didn't, then obviously it wouldn't end well. So yeah, that's the reason why I waited. I didn't want to be silly and then put myself back more. So yeah, I waited the 5 weeks and then into the gym. And then as soon as my 6 weeks was up, I was back on the pitch training away.
What did your family and your parents think of this?
That I was crazy. Yeah, they thought I was crazy, but it was so good for me too, because I wasn't used to having a lot of time to stay in the house constantly. So it was very draining, especially with the wee newborn, just to constantly be in the house all the time. So it was really good for me to actually get out for the wee hour in a few evenings a week.
Yeah.
And then that's what got me back on my feet quickly.
What does it mean to you to see your son after games, to have him on the pitch? Like, I'm sure that means a lot to you now.
Yeah, it's the best thing ever. I just feel like it's an achievement in itself, just to have him there in general. And then never mind if you're pushing forward and you're getting places and you're winning. Like, it's just so amazing to have him there and to know that he's there after. So if it doesn't go as well as a game, I still have Cura to walk off to in a way.
Exactly. So. And one question that I'm asking everyone here today is advice that you would give your younger self in a sporting sense. What advice would you give to your younger self now?
Oh,
I'll give you a bit of time to think if you want. Threw it on you.
I would say it would definitely be to keep pushing on, no matter what anybody else is saying. because for Antrim, whenever I was younger, maybe you weren't so much one of the top counties in a way. Mm-hmm. And everybody kind of says, oh, it's only Antrim, it's only Antrim. And then if you look back at the few years we had previous, we were on our way up, like going places. So I just feel like I always kind of believed then that it's only Antrim because everybody else had said it. So to my younger self, I would always and tell everybody else to like have faith and have belief in your county and who you're playing behind and who you're playing with and everyone around you, because that's the people that you're going to make it to the top with, and that's who's going to push you to make it to the top. So just to have that belief and that faith, everyone says they do have it, but when it's constantly in your ear or constantly over social media that like maybe yous aren't one of the better counties or like pushing it up to the top, it's obviously a lot harder to push through. So I feel like just to have that belief is the main thing, because when we did have it, look where we got to.
Yeah. Where did you get that from? Was there people around you that have that mentality, or was it just in you?
Yeah, no, I would definitely say so. Like a lot of my family and my partner too, like they're all about like pushing on and looking at the positives, and like just to know, they always feed into me. Like they'll tell me when I've played poor or things that I've done wrong, but they'll always make sure that they tell me about the things I've done well or the positives in it or what we need to improve on. It's never negativity. It's always, you obviously get your bit of negativity, but it comes with the positivity that helps to push on. If you don't have that, you're not going to go nowhere. You're just going to get knocked down and knocked down and knocked down. So I feel like a lot of that does come from my family and my partner just being able to push me on. So then I want to take this year leading as captain. I wanted to use that to be able to bring the team on and push us along.
And it's important then in the team that they all have that mindset too, and I'm sure that's something that you fed down to all the girls.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like even if one or two people don't have that mentality, it breaks down quite easily, because there needs to be so much commitment and camaraderie between you and your teammates to be able to have that home environment when you go to training in a way. So yeah, I definitely this year have been trying to drill it into the girls, and it has been a hard hitting year for us to take, but I still have so much respect and so much faith in all the girls there that have give everything they have still this year, making every single training, even though we don't have numbers, just things like that. Like that's whenever your county does drop, it's those girls that stick around, it's those girls that are willing to still sacrifice their time, give up everything just to play for it, and that's the main thing, I think. So I do have a lot of respect for the girls there.
Amazing. I want you to be air captain, my God, unbelievable. And in the north then, you were saying just about growing up on Antrim wasn't the main team and to not listening to any of that, like even aside from all of that and obviously the divide, do you see a big change in the north now with, I suppose, people from all cultures getting involved in GAA? Like we see East Belfast, like, you know, there's so many teams that are popping up now, which is great to see, and you wouldn't have seen, say, 10, 15 years ago.
Yes, definitely, 100%. We run a thing called Winter League in Antrim every winter, so it's just through January, February, and see the amount of teams underage that are just slowly creeping up. And you know what, whenever they do come in, they're hammering away, they're getting through till finals, they're getting through to semi-finals. It's just the whole build-up of ladies Gaelic football from the younger age now that is pushing it all through until the senior teams. But yeah, definitely, I feel like it has grown so much, especially within Antrim. There's so many more teams, I couldn't even name them off the top of my head right now that have been popping up. I actually went to some British Clock Mill there a few months back. They only recently started their first senior ladies team.
Wow.
And they've actually done really well. They've won their matches. And I just thought that was brilliant that a senior team were then stepping up and completely starting from brand new fresh, which is also going to then lead to underage pushing through too. They'll start to develop teams, which I just think is absolutely amazing and I love to see.
Yeah, brilliant to hear. And so the hope is to get back out on that pitch here in Croke Park later in the year.
Yeah, 100%. That's everybody's hope and dreams, isn't it?
Oh, good stuff, Ciara. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Clodagh McCambridge, is it nice to be here in Croke Park? I'm sure you're hoping to get back out there after the success of the Division 1 League.
Hopefully, but I think everyone here will be hoping the same. You know, we've had great memories here this year so far, and yeah, it'll be amazing to back that up again. To be back here in August would be class, like, but a tough road ahead of us to get there.
Yeah, I always think with Armagh, it's this team that's been on a journey, quite a journey the last number of years, and this year it sort of sees you coming into your own and things are clicking, is that fair to say?
Yeah, I suppose, you know, it's 2020 since the last time we were in an All-Ireland semi-final, haven't been able to get over the quarter-final stage in recent years, and I suppose, you know, we've had a successful year so far, you know, with that Division 1 league, which, you know, we probably weren't expecting to win at the start of the year, but you put yourself in a position to go on and win it, and to do so was class, like. To back that up with an Ulster final win, you know, it brings a bit of momentum, like, but yeah, I think it feels like things are going in the right direction. It's just, yeah, being able to continue that would be class.
Yeah, winning Ulster, what did that mean to you?
It means a lot. I mean, we play Donegal kind of year in, year out at this stage, but it's really competitive. Like, and we, you know, it was no different come that Ulster final. Like, it was a really tough game going to extra time and not dead heat. It was tough, like, but to be able to get over the line, I'm hoping that's, you know, the kind of game that will really stand us then going into the All-Ireland stages.
And the news that no one wanted to hear was that Amy Mackin did her ACL for the second time. It's just heartbreaking to see a player go through that. Have you spoke to her and how is she doing?
Okay, you know, I think everyone's just gutted for her, you know. It was probably something we weren't expecting because it didn't seem to be, you know, really, you know, she just sort of fell over. Like, I don't think anyone was expecting that. But, yeah, you can really feel the support around her, you know, even today, the amount of people that have been asking and checking in on her. It's class, like, but, yeah, it's, for the sport, it's, you know, devastating. You know, you're missing out on a talent like her going into championship. And for herself, you know, we've trained so hard all year, and then to miss out on, you know, the days that it means the most, it's disappointing, like, but I've no doubt, you know, she'll keep herself right. Hopefully after, if the surgery goes well and with the rehab, you know, we'll see her back flying again next year.
Yeah, as a group, do you sort of have to regroup and talk about it, because she's literally a world-class player, like one of the best in the country, best ever play the game? Is it hard to regroup then as a team to say, well, there's other girls that are going to come in and step up, and you know, that's the way it goes?
Definitely. I mean, it's something we've had to address this week. You know, it wasn't just Amy, Louise Kenny we lost in that final as well. And, you know, you never want to see those kind of serious injuries happen. And, you know, it's sort of bittersweet in the end. You know, you're getting a massive win, but, you know, you're losing out in two massive players for us. But no, it was something that we addressed. You know, there's nothing we can do about it. We just have to accept it and move on. And, you know, we were able to see out that game with those subs coming in and making an impact, which is great. You know, you have to take the positives out of this. But yeah, you just have to accept it. And I think we've had a really positive week regardless. You know, we've Blaheen Mackin coming back in as well, and she's flying. So, you know, you give with one, take with the other. But no, you would love to have both of them still involved, but unfortunately that's not the way, and we just have to move on from it.
Yeah, and you have a great squad there, so that's brilliant to see. And one question that I'm asking everybody today is, what advice you would give your younger self, sporting wise?
Probably just to believe in yourself a bit more. I think, you know, I don't know if it's just with girls, but there's probably that natural inclination that you're not going to be good enough. And I don't think I would have ever expected me to be in this position that I was whenever I was, you know, under 16 minor. I was probably, you know, thinking about when I can drop out, which is, you know, the case with a lot of girls. So just to keep at it and sort of back yourself, because there's no reason, you know, you can't be in the position that you're in now.
And by staying with it, what opportunities do you think you've got in life? Maybe through sport, careers, everything like that, that by playing it sort of helped you?
I think probably just definitely communication and doing things like this. It doesn't always happen every day. Communication, I think your interpersonal skills definitely develop, like leadership qualities, and that'll stand you then going into your career. You know, being able to talk in interviews and stuff like that will stand to you. But yeah, I think it's even just the discipline and things like that, all those sort of interpersonal qualities that you sort of take for granted, definitely you sort of don't even realise you're developing them, but yeah, they're really sandy once you've had a long time in sport, I think.
Amazing. And you have Meade first up?
Yeah, no better challenge than former All-Ireland winners. Like, no, they're a brilliant team. You know, they have such quality up front and they're really well set up at the back. Like, so, yeah, be another tough game. We had a tough meeting with them in the league this year, and I've no doubt it'll be the same game.
Brilliant, Chloe. Thanks so much for your time.
No worries.
Thank you.